Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books about weight. One is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. In other words, you can choose what you want to weigh, literally. And the other one is called How to Weigh Less Permanently. That's an e-book. Now, first, we're going to do today. I have a number of people call me and say, John, why are you doing this? You don't want any money from anybody. You pay all the expenses. Why are you doing that? It's just crazy from a financial point of view. My answer is I have no interest in a financial point of view. I think everybody is being misled about weight and about the ability to weigh what you want and why you weigh what you do and how to eliminate the reason you weigh what you do, which you think is too much. So we're going to do it. It will be very simple. This whole thing is so simple. And everybody is out there raising money. And somebody wrote a book in which he says, and I quote, in many ways, dieting is a multi-billion dollar scam. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is a lot of people are making a fortune persuading you to give them your money because they say famous people have reduced their weight. Very curious to know what they pay these famous people to, quote, lose weight. Now, I will tell you up front, there is virtually no such thing as permanent weight loss for everybody. Let's start at the very beginning because this whole thing is so simple. You think what you know what eating is? Maybe, maybe not. Look, eating is very simple. Four steps. You put food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. That's all eating is. There's no glamour to it. There is nothing. It is putting food in your mouth. So now, you may think that you weigh too much because you have a big appetite. Now, what do you think an appetite is? You want more food in your mouth. You don't want it in your system because it'll make you fat or overweight or too heavy, which you hate. But you think you have a big appetite. I will tell you right now, you don't have a big appetite. Your appetite is a reflection of your emotional need to put food in your mouth. Remember, the food is in your mouth for a very short period of time. Seconds, not even 2 minutes, nothing. So when you say you have a big appetite, what are you telling yourself? That you want a lot of food in your mouth? That's it. So why would you want a lot of food in your mouth? Because it makes you fat or overweight. So you have to focus on the reality. The reality is your appetite is nothing more than your need to put food in your mouth. You think you're heavy or fat because you have a big appetite? Nonsense. It's baloney. You need to have your food in your mouth because of what it does for you. It makes you feel better and it stops you from feeling bad. Now, let's say you say, oh, I love to eat. I love to eat. I love to eat. And that's why I'm 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds overweight. You really don't love to eat. That's nonsense. What you do, you say love, and it's not love, it's an emotional need. You feel the need to put food in your mouth, and you love what it does for you because it makes you feel better or stops you from feeling bad. You're sitting, you're down, and you feel, I need some chocolate or pizza or anything. I don't care. And I love to eat. You don't love to eat. You need to. Not for nourishment. There are emotional reasons. It is your emotional need for food. Now, you want to know, all you want to know is how to lose weight. There's no such thing as permanent weight loss. Keep in mind, you put enough food in your mouth to make yourself fat or overweight. You did it all by yourself. People say, oh, it's the food. They made fat food now and processed food. Baloney. Nonsense. You don't have to put it in your mouth. You did. Nobody forces you with a gun to put all that food in your mouth. You did it. So now the question is, why do you stay at a weight that you say you hate, because you are, and this is maybe difficult to grasp, but you think about it, it's absolutely factual. You are emotionally comfortable at that weight. That's why when you take your weight down, I never say lose weight, take your weight down 10, 15, 20 pounds, chance of you regaining it is very close to 100%. You know, I know all the people tell you, give me your money and we'll tell you how to weigh less. Really, how are you doing? Have you spent a bunch of money? Do you permanently weigh less? People see all these advertisements, oh, this famous person lost weight. Follow me. A lot of the spokespeople for those weight loss programs, which I put in quotes, have gained the weight back like everybody else. Some of them are still very heavy, but they focus on famous people because they think that will cause you to give them your money. That's all it's about. You may want to think they're helping people, but how are you doing? Not well. So why did you make yourself fat? This is the fundamental question. Once you understand why you did it, you can eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth. It is really that simple. Forget about diets, forget about exercise. Exercise is terrific. Everybody should exercise. But you're not going to lose weight permanently. You're not going to weigh less permanently, but just by exercising. Exercising is healthy, but it's not what we're talking about. This is not an exercise class. This is a program designed to enable you to weigh whatever you want to weigh. That's all it is. And I will emphasize again, it's free. I don't want to pay anything money. I think that everybody is telling you a bunch of nonsense. And this is the only time you will find out what really is a problem. So tell yourself, why did you make yourself fat? No one else knows this. It's not a class. You don't have to write an essay or confess in public, just to you. Once you understand what the food is doing for you, why you have felt that you needed it, keep in mind, you didn't want to be heavy, but you made yourself heavy. It was more important emotionally for you to put the food in your mouth than it was to weigh less. Once you understand that and grasp that, the whole thing becomes very simple. And you will find, as you go through these processes which I'm telling you, you will eliminate the need you feel to put all that food in your mouth. Then you can weigh anything you want. You don't believe it? Try it. It's free. It's effective. You don't say it works, it doesn't work. I don't care what works. This will enable you to weigh anything you want and stay there and never have to worry about food or weight again. Really, it's that simple. It's free. Just follow along what I've been telling you and you will see the results will be remarkable. I'm selling freedom. Freedom from worrying about your weight and food, and it's free. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Bye.